96.5 The Cave. Sports for Lenawee County.
Welcome back to Inside the Cave on a Friday. Ian Wendt, Andrew Morton here for a little while, and John Kane should be stepping in for me in a little bit as I go do some work across the street. That sounded weird.
Yeah,
it was a press conference I need to go to for my news director job. Yeah, that's what I tell him. So the Lenawee County Fair has been this week, and it will be closing up tomorrow. So I went to a couple of events at the grandstands. Oh, are you going to read off what's going on today?
Oh, I didn't plan
it. Ag Day at Lenawee County. I know that.
At the grandstands, it's the diesel, gas, and truck pulls.
7 o'clock? Yeah. 7:30?
Or if you want to go to the band show. Oh, that's at 7. If you want to go to the band show, 8 p.m. Motown is going to be there.
All right. Well, thanks for that.
No problem.
But, you know, I went to the truck or the tractor truck pulls on Sunday.
On Sunday, yeah.
And then on Wednesday, I went to the figure eight.
I was there also.
Oh, cool. A lot of people were there.
Yeah. My friend won one of the heats.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
He won the first heat.
Cool.
The car. He didn't win at all, but
oh well, he made it to the feature race. That's what it's all about.
You win some, you lose some.
Be into the championship. But the question is, in the stands, you're a fan. What is the best fair food option to eat while watching a sport at the fair? Now it's different than like a baseball game.
Yeah.
Where you're going traditional hot dog, beer. There you go. Or
they do have beer now though.
I know.
But you can't take it up into the grandstands.
I think you can.
No, you have to drink it underneath.
Oh.
And then
snuck it then.
In the infield, you have to they have a roped off area where you have to stand and drink it.
Oh, fun. Maybe it wasn't a beer that I saw, but it's a little different than you go to a football game and maybe you're looking at a nacho or something like that. But fair food is unique.
It is. You can have a whole meal.
A lot of it's fried.
Yeah.
A lot of it is a whole meal. A lot of it's messy.
It is.
And you're in the stands. That's a big factor into what you're going to take up there.
And it depends on if you're in the stands or down in the infield, because two different types of food there, too. Because there are a lot of people that go down in the infield and watch it from there.
Oh, different options.
They are down there.
Hmm.
Because I that's where I was. I was down in the infield.
So
and there are different options in there compared to actually in the fair, but you do have more options in the fair.
Yeah. I think I made a mistake on Wednesday. It was good food.
Yep.
But it was just too messy. I went with a Philly cheesesteak with cheese.
See, I was going to go with that on Wednesday. And I'm all for Philly cheesesteaks. I love them. Anywhere yeah. I go, I rank my Philly cheesesteaks. I have a ranking.
A power ranking.
I legitimately do. I'll show you.
It's like on your phone. Oh, like in your notes.
I do.
Okay, weirdo.
But I'm not paying $14 for a Philly cheesesteak.
I did once.
That's what pressed. I saw that because I knew there was Philly cheesesteaks in there. But I
that's ridiculous. That's not healthy. Literally and figuratively.
But I saw that and I was like, I can't. I was like $14. And it was big, but like at the same time it seemed like just over a 6-inch. And I'm like
gotcha. Yeah. That's a drop of the day. You'll be hearing that later.
But I was like, I don't know. Go ahead with your Philly cheesesteak.
Well, yeah, no, it's I paid the money. Yeah. I know. Look, I'm going to the fair.
Yeah.
And I expect to pay $20
for food.
You know, you're paying $8 for a freaking lemonade. So, like, food is whatever. And sometimes it's cheaper than the way prices are going now. Yeah. But the Philly cheesesteak was good, but too messy.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there picking stuff off it with my hands. It's just a big mess and not a fun time.
Shoveling it into your mouth. And...
Right. It's not... it's not easy to do.
Yeah.
It's really messy. It's a messy factor.
On Wednesday, I went with a meatball sub.
I think that's an even worse call.
It wasn't as messy, though, surprisingly. Like, nothing was really falling out. The meatballs were... They cut the meatballs in half so that, like, you weren't just, like... When you bit into one, it wasn't just, like, squirting out the top. And...
This segment's going to feature some drops. I already know.
So you don't have to write it down anymore?
No, I'm just... This time frame, it's going to be the drop section of today's program. So they made it work. Like, they realized... This is a messy sandwich. We got to make it work.
Yeah.
I think the obvious winner for things you can eat comfortably while you're watching a sporting event at the fair, an elephant ear. I mean, you get the sugar. Yep. That's fine. But it's fried bread.
Yep.
You're fine.
Fries.
No sauces to dip it in.
Yep.
Fries are good. You got to figure out your ketchup situation.
I mean, sometimes with the fair fries, I feel like you don't need ketchup, though.
Not necessarily.
I never use ketchup with fair fries. I feel like they're cooked right, and if you put if they have the right amount of salt on them, they're just good by themselves. You just need a drink.
But that's good. I mean, they're self-contained.
Yep.
And you just go from there.
Yeah.
I think that's a good option. Corn dog.
Yeah, always.
Simple on a stick.
Yep.
It's simple enough. You could dip it too if you're inclined to do that.
Because you could get like a little like boat tray and just I think it usually comes with a boat tray. And you just put the ketchup in there and dip it. I think pizza, not horrible option.
No,
but
I'm not doing pizza.
Fair food pizza is not great. Now if Little Caesars was there, because Little Caesars used to have a trailer there, but I don't think they do this year. They used to have one. It used to be right near the front entrance. I don't think they have it there this year, but they used to have one. I would get one of their slices. But anybody else, it's like sometimes it's too doughy. Sometimes it's too
grease.
Saucy. Yeah,
that's too messy. And you got to figure you're going to be clapping, right? You're going to be cheering on people, maybe standing up, sitting down.
That's when you're
holding up the
holding
pizza.
It, flapping it back and forth.
You're just doing this bit? Is this a bit right now?
No.
Is this actually what's going on right now? This is incredible for drops. I'm going to be so busy later today going through the last 3 minutes of this life.
I got to give you something to do.
I know. Yeah. Easy Friday. Not anymore with these drops. My God. I mean, look, we got cotton candy. That's easy. That's a go-to. Popcorn. Bring it.
Yep.
Even if you drop it, it's just a little bit of popcorn.
Hot dogs.
Yeah. Go back to the hot dog.
Because down in the infield, they have loaded ones. Like they have a bunch.
I don't know if I'm risking that.
But they're not like overly loaded. And they give you like a little boat to put it in. So like you're.
And a fork.
Yeah. Right?
Do they? Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
They realize it's a mess.
Exactly.
Well, that's good. And that's smart. On the vendor. Like, if you walk up and they give it to you on a napkin, they're like, good luck. Here's a huge loaded hot dog. Good luck with this one napkin you're holding it. Okay? You're going to wear it on your shirt is what's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, I also think the people down in the pits don't really care because most of those people are getting it are already dirty because they're working on their cars.
Yeah.
So it's like...
Dirty infield people, you know?
Didn't mean it like that.
Oh, okay. Well, it's what it sounded like to me.
I just meant they're already greasy and
right,
oily.
Right, I guess
and...
if you're wearing fair attire.
Yeah.
Like if you just come from work.
Yeah.
Which I did on Wednesday. I'm wearing a golf shirt and freaking khakis. You know.
Or
the steak was
you know,
a
you
tough choice.
You talk about fried food. I don't know if they still have it over there, but they have a fried, a fried food spot where like you can get fried Twinkies, fried Oreos,
yep, or
deep fried. I didn't know if that was still over there, but like any of those, I feel like aren't bad.
Are not bad or bad?
I feel like some are bad. Like maybe the deep fried Twinkies. I'm not even going to continue with this.
Just because it's the most unhealthy thing you could eat? Or are you going to make another drop for me?
Just because stuff can squirt out of it.
You can think of a different word.
Anything I say is going to be bad.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
Because the white cream is going to come out of it. I don't know what you want me to say.
I guess... Maybe those two things weren't the best. You could just say it's a messy food, and then people could figure it out from there. You would think you'd learn.
We're the radio. We're supposed to be descriptive.
I guess we are.
And you could squeeze all the stuff that you got loaded on there out of it all over the place.
You're going to join John Cain with the food drops of describing things. Look, and I love me some pulled pork.
Too messy.
And stuff like that, you can't bring that.
No, you can't. You have to have a fork if that. But even that, then you're eating pulled pork. You know, it's not a sandwich anymore.
Right. Anything that's a meal, like you would normally just sit down at a table, yep. Which they do serve at the fair. Like, I saw like sirloin tips.
I was going to just mention like that. The sirloin tip dinner, because you get like mashed potatoes. I think you get like, some veggies in there, and then you get the sirloin. That's a safe meal because you get a fork with that, and that's
a good meal. But I'm not bringing that in the stands.
I would. That's an
no.
Actual...
You're a monster.
That's an actual.
Just bringing a full dinner up there.
Well, no, it's like
you might as well bring your TV tray.
It's in like a little boat. That's the thing. Like they pile it into a boat, and that's a legitimate meal that can fill you up, so you don't get hungry and have to walk out mid event.
Mid rodeo.
Yeah, mid rodeo. You miss the lasso and then you're like,
yeah, I'm kind of against that because that eat it like a meal. I want to bring a snack up there. You know?
Yeah.
Like sit me down at a picnic table and then I'll have your boat of pulled pork and do that. You know, all the drinks are safe. Your lemonades,
yeah,
your waters, but so I guess the best fair food to bring to go watch a sporting event, I guess we laid out all the options. What do you think?
I would probably say corn dog. Just because less mess out of all of it. Not too greasy. It's dippable if you want it to. And you can have one hand open.
I am,
and you're not having like with the sandwich guy. Use two hands usually, and so
I am a noted. I don't want to say hater, but I'm not a fan of hot dogs. So personally, yeah. I'm not getting a corn dog. The cheese steak was too much,
yep.
Too messy. So I'm going away from messy things. I don't like the boat of food. I'm not a cotton candy fan because I'm not. A 13-year-old, sorry, not.
Elephant ear wouldn't be bad.
I'm leaning elephant ear, but you still got the sugar residue.
And that's, but the real thing is, are you going for snack and sweet, or are you going for something to fill you up?
Like substance.
Yeah, because that's where like corn dog can come into that, or an elephant ear can come into that.
Yeah.
Where you're like more, I'm just, you know, I already ate something out there. I'm going to grab a snack to come in here and just snack on.
Huge popcorn fan.
That's basic.
But.
Can't go popcorn.
I think French fries can dance that line of snack, and you could make it your meal. Like mm-hmm. You could justify it's not the best meal, but you're like, I had fries, so that's, I'm not going to go eat later.
Yeah,
so.
That's what I had Monday night. I just got a medium fry and a drink, and
there you go.
That was my dinner.
Well, there's your fair food talk for the day, and like 19 drops that I'll have to figure out, and we'll be featured. At some point on the cave.